burst.
Yeah.
He did the clean burst because he was behind the canal and he had him a Sandwich Life. Then on a previous occasion he was staying somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
But he came to England for the CIFA.
Yeah. What was the CIFA about?
Pardon?
What was the CIFA for?
Yeah, I'm coming to him.
Yeah, yeah.
The CIFA was on behalf of Pelham.
Pelham, okay.
Yeah. That time there was no Lev Lachim, but it was Pelham.
What year was that?
Oh. I can't tell you.
Okay.
40-odd years ago.
40-odd years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
He arrived here for a three-day conference, at which were present most Choshev European and Abunim.
Yeah.
And also a few from America.
Yeah.
We had the very Swabers here.
Yeah.
And the discussion was as follows.
Yeah.
Aliyat HaNoah. Brought over transports of children from Europe.
Yeah.
And did to them whatever they liked.
Uh-huh.
No Yiddish guy done nothing.
Uh-huh.
And Peter had meetings with them and tried to get them to put them to Frohe Meisters, at least to Rumans.
Yeah.
And so Gottish Golf, they did nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
So Rav Aaron, so suggested the only aid is to make our own Aliyat HaNoah.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that make money and we'll charter our own planes and bring boys over, then we will have full schlitter over these boys.
Mm-hmm.
We can't, however, we managed one flight, but it's too costly.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they want one flight.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the purpose of the meeting.
That was the purpose. Okay. What else do you remember about the Roshiva?
He wasn't a young man anymore then.
Yeah.
And he arrived in England on a plane and he was accompanied, amongst others, by Wolfson.
Yeah.
What's his name? Aviezer Wolfson.
Yeah.
And this is Mangivan on the ground that on the way from direct from the airport to our house, on the way he'll knock on the door by Wolfson's uncle, Isaac Wolfson.
Where was your house?
In the Stapazil.
Okay, yeah.
And on the way from the airport he goes to the West End, there's Isaac Wolfson there.
Yeah.
Isaac Wolfson was that for the guest to give him.
Yeah.
And he thought he'd get some money.
Uh-huh.
We didn't know that. We were waiting for him to come to our house. And some of Rabboni were getting a little impatient at him because they wanted to go travel back the same day. Finally, he arrived and he said that he went to Adi Houston.
Yeah.
And what the tachlis of this was is, look at that, nothing at all.
He didn't get anything from him.
Nothing at all. Yeah. Memorandum. He asked, Houston told him, he was there for about an hour or more of her. He was asked to send the memorandum.
Mm-hmm.
He was there for you, that was all.
That was it.
Then he arrived at the meetings here.
Yeah.
Nothing very spectacular, the meetings.
Yeah, okay.
Or at least I can't remember anymore.
Mm-hmm. But what do you remember about the person, anything?
But about Alan?
Yeah.
I'm waiting, though. He's a man. God's tell you, sir, was on his head.
You were able to detect that yourself?
Pardon?
You saw that, because...
I saw it, yeah. In Sweden, he did a meeting, he killed a swine, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing too much for him. And when Artie left,
yeah.
There were a few pieces of unfinished business.
Yeah.
He used to phone me at 3 o'clock in the morning, about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And if you remember, you probably know of Arne's Kito Hadibur was not too clear at the best of times.
Yeah.
Because he spoke very fast.
Yeah.
And be clear, if you woke up 3 o'clock in the morning, you got Arne on the other line of that, it wasn't easy to cope with.
Yeah, but the governor speaking.
He was a good law. He was a good law, yeah.
Right.
No doubt about it. When he was here, he did not have any Mishasim.
He didn't have any Mishasim?
He brought with him one young man, Schleimer Rokach.
Who? Oh, okay.
Schleimer Rokach.
Yeah, right.
I like the book.
Okay.
But he would write his own letters mm-hmm. instead of dictating to somebody else. He didn't want to delegate. He did everything himself.
Mm-hmm.
Hagam, the Parbatim, wanted to give him a secretary. He was not interested.
Mm-hmm. How long was he there for, that visit?
3 days.
3 days.
Yeah.
Did he speak at all that you heard on other occasions?
He spoke only a few, what you would call, receptions.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean?
Parliament meetings.
Yeah.
And you heard them?
I heard them, yes, yeah.
You recall anything about what he said?
No, only Tachlis. This was only Tachlis, Rabbi.
Anything about his demeanor that you remember?
he was a youth who felt that he had something, a task to fulfill, and does it us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No kibbutzim, no nothing. He just got on with the job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what was your capacity at these meetings?
My capacity at the meeting?
Yeah.
I was probably the head of Pilim.
You had to what?
I was the head of Pilim.
Yeah, okay.
And said the meeting was organized by Pilim. They gave me the covert of hosting the meeting.
Uh-huh.
But it was barely a meeting of Rabbonim.
Yeah.
Rabbonim and Askodim. We had from Europe, came out from every Medina, somebody was here.
Uh-huh. And you were the one that organized this?
No, I think it was organized with as well.
Uh-huh. But you put it together, you had to do things to arrange it.
Here I was organized, yeah. While I was, what happened here, I had organized, but the coming in the Triller was an Israeli organization.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, anything else that you remember about Rashiva that's remarkable?
Not really.
Uh-huh.
Not offhand. It'll come to me eventually, but no, it is quite a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
And
did people ask you about him besides me?
No.
Nobody.
There was not. See, London is a Hasidic stadt.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't like the satellite became the town.
Uh-huh. I mean, that meant there were not that many Luzbach.
No. That interest didn't exist at all.
It was a small...
I think he possibly gave a shiur, Schneider Yeshiva as well, when he was here.
Where did he give the yeshiva? Schneider Yeshiva.
A good yeshiva in London.
Mm-hmm. Were you at the shiur?
Minastam, yes, but I can't remember where he was.
You mentioned anything about the shiur, not besides the
Nothing exciting. Mm-hmm. He was here, he spoke very fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kedalka Bakoydish.
Yeah.
And not everybody understood.
Uh-huh.
Not too many people were there.
Uh-huh. And
he slept.
Yeah.
By Reb Alterhalpern.
By Alterhalpern. That's this small man's father.
Who?
You saw Meir Halpern is the one who gave me your name.
Yeah, this is the man's father. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But he's the mayor lives in London, though.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's his father, yeah.
Yeah, that's why he came in contact with you.
Ah, yeah.
It was
because the previous occasion, when he was in England, he stayed at their house.
Uh-huh.
So for sleeping, he went the 3 nights, or 2 nights.
Uh-huh. Okay. Anything else that you could leave me?
What is your name again?
My name is Eli Bean.
Bean.
Bean, yeah. I got your name through the Halperins, they're the one that directed me to you.
Yeah,
Because you mishamish the Rosh Yeshiva, so I figured something must have rubbed off.
Yeah, halloway.
Well, I didn't have such a great privilege, or I did have the privilege and I didn't take advantage of it.
Ah.
I'm from here, of course.
Yeah.
When they made the, you don't know, there was a machal for the Briska Rav.
Yeah.
And he was, I was one of his greatest presentations of what he stood for, I didn't go. I still regret it till this day.
Yeah.
But I didn't have an idea of what was going on.
Yeah.
But now that I'm in Lakewood so many years,
yeah,
I first realized what I missed. Yeah, because of the impression that what he accomplished here was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Great
yeah.
accomplishment.
Yeah, he was unbelievable. One president, no committee to achieve the security. He brought in a lot of trade in America.
Right. That's right.
Before him, I don't think there's a single Moisset could have Kurdish.
No, there was not. There was not. That was for sure. They didn't even know what it meant.
Yeah, yeah.
But now he turned over everything.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yep. Okay. Thank you very much.
Good night to talk to you.
Thank you. I like.
Are you writing a book or what?
No, what I'm doing is I'm recording people's impressions, and then just I want to put it out as a CD, so we can listen to what everybody said, so that you get a picture from all these impressions of the Rosh Yeshiva was a little bit.
You won't get a book, the full picture.
No, but that's what I got to work with. Whoever I have to work with.
Shlomi Elokeach.
Yeah, I did speak to him already.
You spoke to him, huh?
Yes, he gave me a nice...
He was very close with the Bodenheimers, Dr. Bodenheimer.
Rokeach or the Yeshiva?
The Baden.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah, that was in my time. I saw that too. What do you have to do with the Bodenheimers?
A friend of mine. Dr. Bodenheimer was a good friend of mine.
Oh yeah, okay.
He had his father, a Schwer Schwieger, lived in London.
Uh-huh.
So he often came to London, he always came to see me.
Uh-huh.
I'm very friendly with them. And I know her family very well.
Yeah. I spoke already in London to some few people like Halpern and which is Jackie, what's his name?
Jackie Levinson.
Yeah, and also Rabbi G.
I don't know whether Rabbi G was involved in those days, so the way he was.
He was here. He was in Lakewood.
He was in America at the time.
Yeah, he was in Lakewood, and he's now in London.
Yeah, now in London, yeah. Ellis Ray may remember something. I don't know if he's a child.
Oh, yeah? It's very hard for me to get to him.
Uh-huh.
Not that well.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so it's difficult. Some people are easier than others.
Yeah.
Okay, Zagazan.
Yeah.
It's called Zagazan.
Yeah.